Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Ooh, hello there.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the Dean and Founder of DirectionsU at directionsu.com, calling to you live this week from Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. Hopefully, I don't keep getting disconnected all day. We have got a great show lined up for you today. We have my dear friend and co-host, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady from ProfitableStorytelling.com, calling in to us today from the Ozarks. Hello, Miss Rhonda.
Hello. It is a beautiful day in the Ozarks, and boy, did I have some interesting sky mail the last couple of days.
Oh, how neat. And we have got a great guest lined up for everyone today. His name is Dr. Benny Morris, but he is better known as Dr. Encourage. And Benny and I just met recently through one of our mutual friends, Dave Van Hoos from Speaking Empire. So, Rhonda, I know you've been getting to know Dr. Benny a little bit better. I will let you take it away from there.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm just so excited. And I welcome Dr. Benny Morris. He's also known as Dr. Encourage, as you said. He is a best-selling self-help author. He's an encouragement coach and a midlife crisis expert. He is the creator of the breakthrough 21st century technology for personal development and permanent and positive life transformation. And this is called the Valeo Method, V-A-L-E-O. So Dr. Benny has been seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox affiliates sharing his message of hope and encouragement and, of course, inspiring people all over. The core of his message is based on these teachings. Number one, helping people find their sense of purpose. Number two, taking control of their lives. And number three, maximizing their potential. Dr. Benny Morris, we welcome you to Relationship Marketing 101.
Well, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure. I've been looking forward to it.
You have got one of the most incredible stories I have ever heard. And I know neither Rhonda nor I could ever do it justice. So I'm going to let you share a little bit of what brought you to where you're at right now as Dr. Encourage, really causing transformation for people. How did you end
up
here?
I do have a fascinating story. And I'll give you the 30,000-foot flyby. It's very interesting. I've been successful as a business person all my life. I've been fortunate to do really well, and I got in the personal development business as a result of it. I built six different successful businesses, ran them and sold them, and I was at a place in my life where I had one of the top Anthony Robbins franchises in 1990 and 91 for a couple of years, and my life was just absolutely on top of the world. I was living in a 6,000 square foot house on the water in Clearwater, Florida. I have owned a plane, exotic cars, and traveled around the world, the girl of my dreams, everything, a 30-foot sailboat, everything's going great. And, you know, at that time, when you're highlighting, you have a lot of success like that. A lot of people come along, they want you to help them, encourage them, and I did help a lot of people, but sometimes I just had to say no. But I had this one person that just kept pursuing me to get them to help them, and I decided to go ahead and do that. And as a result of that one decision, my entire life was destroyed. It was like a tornado hit my life. I lost absolutely everything, loving wife who stood beside me through thick and thin, my awesome family, and some very loyal friends, just because of one bad business decision that I made to help somebody. And I found myself in a place where not only did I lose all of my assets, my savings, and being in a place in my 40s where I was set for life, that I found myself having to go to a federal prison camp for 40 months and fought that process for 3 years, spent over $500,000 on 7 lawyers who all said there's no way you'd be at fault. All I basically did was make introductions to some business people, but under the way things work out, that's what happened to me. And I found myself in a place where I was sitting at this federal camp in Miami, Florida, out at a picnic table. I'd been there a couple of weeks, and I was really having a pity party. And I was saying, you know, nobody's ever going to want me to coach them again. Nobody's going to do business with me. My life is destroyed. And the Spirit of God rose up inside of me, and I felt it just the soft voice say to me, are you going to let this defeat you, or are you going to let this define you? I'll never forget that day because I had a pen and paper and I was sitting there just trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And I started writing feverishly. At that time, I had put on 80 pounds. I was taking 3 kinds of blood pressure medication. My life was a mess. And I said, okay, I'm going to lose this 80 pounds. I'm going to get off this blood pressure medication. I'm going to finish my doctorate I've been working on for 10 years, and I can't finish this dissertation. So I'm going to do the research necessary. I'm going to get a personal trainer certification so I can learn how to train myself and other people. I'm going to learn to speak Spanish. And at that time, the only Spanish I knew was on the menu board at Taco Bell. So that was a big challenge. And I decided that I was going to finish my book, The Vallejo Method, which I had already been over 10 years putting the Vallejo Method process together. It was almost ready to go. But I said, you know, I'm going to convince the Bureau of Prisons to let me put a 10-week program in here at this prison, and I'm going to teach these inmates, because all they had was a GED program. And I said, I'm going to convince them to let me teach a program here while I'm here. Well, fast forward through that and that whole process, everything that I set the goal to do, everything happened exactly as I set out, thank God. And the most rewarding part of the whole process, besides finishing my book and publishing it, The Vallejo Method, was that I was able to have more than 400 inmates go through my course. I'm talking about guys, some of them had been down for 30 years, lost everything, and especially their confidence. A lot of them had never heard of personal development or personal growth or positive thinking. And I saw life transformation. I really did, and it was amazing. I have over 250 testimonies, the stories of the life transformation. I mean, one of the guys is a professional speaker, platform speaker now, a coach himself, guys that went on to make fortunes. It's just amazing. So that was kind of the acid test for the Vallejo Method, because I knew that if it would affect people's lives at that lowest ebb where these gentlemen were, then they could really take it, embrace it, that it was ready for what could I do with the average person who's just facing the traditional grind of life. So my own challenges forced me to create the Vallejo Method, to test it and bring it out. And that's where I'm at today, because I said, you know what, if I can go through this and I can see this, my mission in life, and my wife Kim and I, is that we believe that during our lifetime, I'm 54 years old, that we believe that we can touch 100 people's lives with a message of hope, encouragement, and lift them up in a world that's trying to push people down in so many ways. And that's kind of my story with where it brought me to today. And now my wife and I, everything's great. We're on top of the world. I've become a best-selling author. The book's selling like crazy. I'm speaking on platforms. I got 3 different businesses running out here. I got deals and offers coming at me left and right, beyond my imagination of where I thought it could be after going through all that.
What an incredible story. Absolutely amazing.
Wow. I love stories like that. Wow, that's just so astounding. And it's one of those, if somebody wrote that in a novel, people would go, oh, come on. You know, how do you expect me to believe that? Suspend my disbelief. But it's everything that really happened in your life.
You know, it's just amazing. And I had been on this journey with the Vallejo Method for years, because working in the personal development field all those years and working with Tony Robbins, which is just an amazing experience, working with Tony at an intimate level like that, and doing the Unlimited Power Weekend. And I actually did the firewalks on Friday night, the same as Tony did. And seeing the great results. But back in those days, I mean, it got to bother me, because we would do follow-up with some of the people, and they'd have a great time, and they'd be entertained at the event and entertained, and, I mean, they would really walk away excited. But so much of it was wearing off in the days and weeks to follow, and that really bothered me. And even more bothered me, because being on the platform and watching what was happening, I felt like there was something inside of me, even though I mastered the art of looking successful. I mean, I had it going on in all ways, the way I carried myself, the way I spoke on the stage, the way I accomplished all those things. But there was something missing inside of me. I would climb up to the top of that success mountain, and I'd just put that success sign in the ground, conquer that mountain, and then a voice inside of me would speak to me and say, "Okay, big boy, what are you going to do now?" And I couldn't stand it. I said, "Why is that? Why can't I be satisfied?" And that's what put me on this passionate seeking for years, obsessed with figuring out what is it that I can do to help people, because I want it to last. I want to create a way to have positive and permanent transformation. And that was the beginning, and that's how the Vallejo Method was developed. And it's so even more needed and prevalent now, because if we look at what's going on in the world, the old business model, let's just look at the government. The old government model doesn't work anymore, and nobody knows how to fix it. Big business doesn't work anymore, because we've lost 10 million jobs overseas and all these things going on. Wall Street, that model failed us. My mom and dad, after working blue-collar jobs for years, raising four boys, wind up losing half of their retirement because of the Wall Street and bad decisions by top CEOs. We look at the leadership model that's out here. It's not working anymore. The old my way or the highway type of a leadership doesn't work. More the Zappos shoe style, where people are taught to lead from within, and a leader without a title and rise up in where you are. That's the new style. But look, if we follow that trend through, let's look at where we are. The old personal development model that our parents and grandparents grew up with doesn't work today. Why? Because we have more minutiae. It's a different world. Back then, we sat down and ate two or three meals together today as a family. We had three channels on TV. We didn't have 1,000 channels. We didn't have the Internet. We didn't have cell phones. So it's different. We weren't hypnotized by the Internet. So nowadays, there's a lot more what I call grind of life and minutiae, and the collective consciousness of society is affecting everybody. And I said, you know, I've got to create a way to help people go to a deeper level, and that's where what the Vallejo Method is about. It's about closing that gap on that extra 10 to 20% so people can get permanent, positive life transformation and change.
And the book really outlines such a simple process for doing that exact thing. Can we walk our listeners through what the steps are from that system?
Yes, we sure can. First of all, I want to explain what Vallejo means. Vallejo chose that word because Vallejo is a Latin word. It means to have power, to have influence, prevail. That's not power over other people, but power over ourselves, to put ourselves on the line, to do what's necessary to get the job done in all areas of our life, and to influence people with our walk, the way we carry ourselves and the example that we set, so that we truly create that attraction power, true attraction power, and not this woo-woo thing out here where you sit around and say an affirmation 1,000 times, and it takes more than that. I mean, I'm not down in affirmations. I love them, but you got to have more than that to influence. So the Vallejo Method is about that. And the other thing is to prevail over the challenges that are absolutely going to come our way. We're going to have those obstacles. So that's the word. I broke it down into five steps because I wanted to make it as simple as possible because it's not that complicated. But one of the, it's I used the word dream as a mnemonic in the five steps. The first step is discover, and really this is the most important step because what I figured out is that in order for us to, if we keep repeating the same trends and phases in our life and letting those phases, those trends define us, if we keep winding up in the same kind of relationship that's not working over and over and over with different people, if we wind up in the same financial situation, maybe we pay our bills off and then we run them back up, or we get in a business and have success and we crash and we sabotage ourselves, there's a reason for that happening. That's not a coincidence. That's not happenstance. So what is that reason? So I said, you know, in order to really make change, we've got to discover that. Most of the time, we work on our mindset, which is very important, but our mindset is only 5%. In fact, there was a study in U.S. News and World Report a couple of years ago, and it determined that the 5%.
They keep losing you, Dr. Benny. You cut in and out.
Oh, dear.
What is it? And we have to realize that all of us have issues. What is an issue? Anything that upsets your peace. So what I've developed with the discovery part of it is to teach you how to discover, to really, in essence, be your own therapist and do your own kind of a self-analysis, because every one of us have these issues. Let me explain like this. In mathematics, we have a code, which is numbers. In music, we have a code, which is notes. In binary, you have ones and zeros for computer. And in computer, you have that for the ones and zeros. And then in the body, God is so amazing. He created nerve endings and responses, and so that we can know when something needs attention. If we strain our back, it's sore. It says, hey, don't use me for a while, or check this out, get some attention to this. So the nerve endings are the language of the body. So if we look at the notes, and all these things have languages. Well, the language of the soul is emotions. And when we can learn to interpret our emotions and bring it, and that is the real transformative force behind really realizing your dreams in your life. That's the power to take you to the dream of the soul. I'll talk about that later. But that's what we're doing here with discovery. We're diving in, and because when the soul is in alignment with your purpose, then the willpower is easy. Then the mindset comes. But when we try to do it the other way and we're trying to swing this huge consciousness, the soul, which is the subconscious, with this trying to manipulate it with willpower and working just on the 5%, we're fighting a losing battle. So discover what is affecting your life and not getting you the results that has you off course. Number two is release. So when we discover what it is and we know why we're sabotaging ourselves, well, then I have some techniques that in the release step that teach you how to let go of anything and everything that's holding you back, so that you can recognize these negative things that are happening and why they happen. And so when you start to get off course, I'm a pilot, and I'm an instrument-rated pilot, and I can tell you, if you get 1% off course, and you keep going that way, if you're going from New York to, say, L.A., and you're 1% off course, you're not just going to land a few miles off. You're probably going to wind up somewhere in Alaska or Mexico or who knows. You got to stay on course. So when we can learn how to recognize when we get pulled off, that's when people try to lose weight and they go back to where they were. Why is that? It's because habits are like magnets, and they pull us toward them. It's an inertia. And it pulls us back. So most people, they don't know how to recognize the inertia, and they let it pull them right back where they were. So release techniques, so that when you condition to know, oh, wait a minute, that's what puts me in the place I don't want to go, I can fix it. The E in the E is for embrace. So D is for discover, R is for release, E is for embrace. And embrace is about embracing your authentic self. this is really, it's so exciting because God gave every single one of us a purpose. I believe that. I believe that, and my favorite book says that many times, that God knew us before we were born. He wrote every moment down in his book. So that means that we're important, and we have a very important charge. We have a task to be a good steward of not just our time on our earthbound journey, but on our toward our purpose here. So the embrace is about embracing your authentic self, the message that you're supposed to be. It's like this. An acorn has a message in it to spring forth as a mighty oak. It doesn't matter how many people tell that acorn it's not supposed to be an oak, or tell it it shouldn't be, or that's not right. That acorn still has that message in its DNA that's mm-hmm. what it's supposed to. It's an internal guidance system. You see, every single one of us has exactly the same thing. But we get crusted over with the grind of life, the collective consciousness of society, with our issues, with our emotional baggage, our toxic thoughts, and we don't embrace that. So the embrace part is about really finding those hidden gifts behind the shadow of that we create in our lives. So finding those hidden gifts. The A is for activate. When we go through the process, we discover what's holding us back and where we need to be. We learn how to release the things that we don't need in our life. Then we embrace our authentic self at a deep emotional level, all the way down to our that young child that we have inside of us. Then the next step is to activate. And this is fun because God gives each and every one of us a purpose, but at the same time, here's what's awesome. He gives us an equal measure of potential. And I like to use the metaphor of like a going through a buffet line, like back when we was in school and go through the buffet line, you get a scoop of this and a scoop of that. Well, God gives you a scoop of purpose, and the exact same measure, he gives you a scoop of potential. He's not going to give you purpose without giving you potential to carry it out. That wouldn't make any sense. But what happens with potential is you have to exercise it. You have to put demands on it. It's unreleased destiny. It's that energy that's ready to go out and happen. But sadly, most people never tap into their potential, and it just dies inside them. It's like a flower that never blooms. It's a song that never gets sung. It's a book that never gets written because it dies inside. So the A is about how to activate that powerful source of potential that God put with the purpose. And the last thing is really my favorite part of the Bleyl method, and that's manifest. The M is for manifest. And it's about manifesting momentum in all areas of your life. It's about taking three steps forward, three steps forward, three steps forward, instead of three steps forward, two back, three steps forward, three back, like so many of us have done over and over. And we look up one day and we say, what happened to my life? What happened to my potential? And what we do is I teach in the manifest step two secrets to absolutely finding and living the dream of your soul, your ultimate bliss. There's two things that a person needs to understand and know. And when you know these and you focus in on them, it will take you, it will give you momentum in all areas of your life. And when I say all areas, I'm talking about mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and spiritually. So that's kind of the big picture of the what the steps are about, and how I put that whole thing together. Does that make sense?
That really does.
Yeah.
And all geared around dream. So, you know, it's so simple. Why don't more people actually do it?
Well, you know, that's a great point. It's because we get so caught up in life and so much the grind of life. And what happens is, as we go along as individuals, all of us only reach an emotional maturity of about 6 or 7 years old. Now, that's a little bit hard and not palatable to some people at first blush, because we look in the mirror and we see ourselves getting older and in our, you know, taller and hair color changing and all these things happening. We don't realize it, but at an emotional level, that's about where we peak out. So in the earlier years, we're just focused on those up to 7. We're really just focusing on adapting, and then we go through a place where we're emoting, we're just putting out emotion, and then we start developing into an adult. Well, what happens is, when we have wounding issues. For example, somebody says you're fat or you're skinny or you got a big head. My kid used to tell me that when I was in school, I have a big head, big ears. You can't sing. You're make fun of you as an athlete. All these different things, or somebody who just calls you stupid or an idiot. Those seemingly innocent things at some point carry forth into an adult, and we carry that emotional baggage with us. And I used to think, as I studied this and developed, oh man, you know, I didn't have any of that. I had a great, I mean, a Beaver Cleaver childhood. My parents, everything was perfect. You know, I mean, we didn't have a lot of money, but we had an overabundance of love, and that couldn't affect me. But the more I realize it, is everybody has it, and I did have all kinds of issues I needed to deal with from that standpoint. So what happens is, as we get older. And we get into our 20s. We go from just trying to adapt to fitting in as a teenager to really trying to get ahead. These emotional issues, if we don't deal with them, we carry them forward. And in our 20s, even our 30s, you know, we're pretty good at holding those things down and not letting them affect us as much. We can wrestle them. I like to use the analogy or the metaphor of standing in the water at the beach, and it's and the waves are really coming in. You got this huge beach ball, and you're out there, and you're trying to hold this beach ball down in under the water so it can't be seen. You know, when you're in the 20s and 30s, it's easier to hold that beach ball down. But what happens is, as life goes on, it gets harder and harder to deal with that emotional baggage, those issues that we have, and we can't hold it down. It keeps popping back up, and if we don't address it, it's not ever going to go away. In fact, it's going to come back ugly one day, and that's why I'm a midlife crisis expert, because I work with people, because at some point everybody has to get to go through this, and it's unresolved issues from usually childhood wounding, like seeping into the adult experience, and that's a big part of it. So that part carrying forward, if somebody never gets to realize the dream of their soul, which is their purpose, their calling, it continues to bump up at them and say, hey, what about me? What about me? What about me? And that's where the emotions are speaking to you, and you don't understand the language, so people crust them over and crust them over, and guess what happens? You get into 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I had three clients last year in their 70s. You don't deal with these things. That pain continues to grow, and what happens is we anesthetize that pain. How do we do that? Well, we do it with drinking. We do it with food. We do it with workaholic tendencies. We do it with distractions. We do it by messing up relationships. We do it by all kinds of different ways. And that is one of the biggest issues where people really that affects them. Now, you take that one challenge that we all have at different levels, and you bring that into the minutia of everything else going on in our environment right now, with so many choices, so many decisions, and the grind of life, and it makes it very complicated for people to, it's easy to give up and get discouraged and lose sight of their potential, their purpose, and say, okay, well, this is all it is. So what I help people to do is to really peel back the onion, to really get down and address what those issues are and go straight at them, because your fear, your power is behind your fear. Your unlimited potential is behind your fear, and the fear is buried behind that those issues related to things in the past. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's, you know, it's like...
It's like putting a five-year-old really, of your life.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Like putting a five-year-old or a six-year-old in charge of your life, because you've got wherever the emotional stuff first kind of clogged up and it's all hidden in there, and so it really is putting the least powerful part of you in charge, and that's where you're saying that midlife crisis type of issues come. And, you know, you're not talking about the big joke of, oh, you know, turned 50 and got a Ferrari type of thing, but really having these issues come up.
You are so right, and it's a fascinating thing, and I have a lot of clients that are very successful and from the financial standpoint that reach in the mid six-figure incomes and higher, and you know, you would think, you look at these people on the outside, that they've got it all. Why would they, you know, why would they even need to talk to you, Dr. Benny? And well, what it is they all have issues, and you put it nicely. I mean, it's that little kid that's really inside that's hurting and saying, hey, what about me? I need to be dealt with. This is something that has to be addressed. So success in life is really more based on who you are than what you know or what you can do. And it's getting down and really releasing that dream of the soul and helping people to, because it's like this, when you get to know the person behind your thoughts, then you can find the courage to change and direct your life based on that new understanding. And so many of us have lost that. We've lost who we really are. And
yeah,
we're letting that little child part of us in there hurt and ache, and we just keep pushing it down, when in reality it can be dealt with, and it's a beautiful thing when it happens. One of the things that's interesting that I discovered and was a real aha experience for me is studying psychology at a very deep level. I've studied all the different types of psychology and cognitive therapy and more esoteric types of therapy, Gestalt and Primal Scream and everything, NLP, the NLP certification, all those things, is that modern scientific psychology leaves out the issue of the soul. They say it's either nature and nurture or it's heredity and environment. And when you deal with it that way, you're destined for trouble, because you can't discount the soul. The soul is real. And the soul is the vehicle that takes us to our destiny. And when that's the way modern scientific psychology looks at it. They just say, well, it's kind of mixed in with heredity and environment, and there's no such thing as a soul. So that's why a lot of people are working, you know, if you look at the analogy I made earlier, if our conscious mind, which I call our right now mind, so we only have one thought at a time. That's it. One thought. That's our conscious mind. And when we live in that conscious mind and we work on our mindset and we're going to change our mind and we're going to use our willpower and we ignore that huge conscious, that subconscious, which the subconscious is really the soul, and we ignore that, is it no wonder that people are walking around cannot figure out which way they're supposed to go in their life? And they've got I really believe, and to those of you in the audience here, that most people are walking around with a low-grade ache in their soul. And it doesn't mean that you were traumatized as a child, like abuse, verbal abuse, sexual abuse, or some type of thing like that, although it's amazing how much of that is out there that's packed away. Blows my mind. But it's just the fact that nagging pain. Rosie O'Donnell, I read her biography, and she said, she said it really nicely. She said the pain right now goes away, but really the pain at the moment goes away, but the pain inside never goes away. You can't get rid of that pain. It's what she was saying that has tortured her and haunted her from early on, from being abused as a child. And that's where we're at. So it's exciting, though, because once you start doing it, the transformation I see in my coaching clients and my webinar and seminar attendees, it's just astounding, the stories that we get and the emotional just rejoicing when folks really connect with that part of themselves. It's just like a reunion of self and a connection that's amazing. So, you know, people who really change the world and people who go out here and excel in life at a real high level, they're the ones that can, they have to realize that there's something bigger inside of them than just their current situation, something bigger and better. And that's what I help them to do, is to don't give up on that, or even wherever you are, to really learn how to take control of that. Because when you do, you affect other people in your business. It's true relationship marketing. I mean, what I'm saying here has everything to do with what's your mission here with really relationship marketing. Because once we learn how to really peel back that onion, what happens is we attract more people in, because people look into our eyes. You know, they say the eyes are the windows of the soul. they look into our eyes and they go, wow, I mean, something happens. You know what happens? Their soul, their spirit within their the spirit within the soul connects with your spirit, and then we have enlightenment. It's a fascinating process. But so many people are walking around in a fog with that, and they don't know what to do about it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I want to talk a little bit about your book, The Vallejo Method, here. When you look at it, and it's available on Amazon and all the usual places, and when you look at it, when you look at the page count, it might at first seem intimidating because it's 300-plus pages, I believe. It's very thick. However, it is so elegantly simple, and so please don't let the fact that it's really big, you know, get in your way, because the thing is with the Vallejo method that you have developed, Dr. Benny, is it really can help people in any area of their life, whether it has to do with weight loss or whether it has to do with business or so many different areas, marriage, having good relationships, all those areas of life, improving your assets and money and all those kinds of issues. Your method will deal with all of those, and so through the book you're walking people through those different ways of using your method to deal with their particular issues. So I want to just encourage people that, you know, even though it's a big book, it's so powerful, it's a great read, and you'll find whatever your issue is, there will be a story and a method or use of the method that will help you.
Well, here's what I really noticed in the book. The first few chapters are really the basic method that walks you through the steps of dream that Dr. Benny mentioned at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Once you get through those first few chapters, as you use the process and you're dealing with all the specific topics that Rhonda just mentioned, weight loss, stop smoking, wealth, etc., then you go back referring to the specific chapter on how to apply the whole methodology for that one topic. I really love the way you organize the book from that standpoint. It makes it so like a Bible that you really don't ever want to get rid of.
Yeah, and it's so easy to follow. It really is, because you go through it, so true, you go through the beginning, and then whatever your issue, and if you come up with something else, you know, down the road, you got one thing taken care of, something else comes up, you know where to go to figure it out.
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, and it is a voluminous book, and it's actually 480 pages, and, you know, when I was writing it, when the first manuscript I came down was almost 700 pages, and I'm going, man, I started out, it's going to be a 200-page book in my mind, but I just said, you know, I have to get this out here, and some people even said, maybe you should make like 2 or 3 books, and I said, no, I have to get the message, they have to have the whole thing. And I'm so glad I did, but we brought it down to 480, and I got like a whole nother, the advanced technology is the other 200 now, but I wrote it in 63 chapters, so if you noticed in it, it is a lot of information, but it's broken up into like the little bite-sized chunks, because, you know, you can eat an elephant a bite at a time, you know? So I wrote it with two things in mind. One thing I realized that most people don't like to read, and I didn't want them to be too intimidated, but there's a process here. And, Gene, I appreciate what you said about, you know, it being like something you don't ever get rid of, because that's what I wrote it as a lifetime success guide. I wanted it to be chunks so people could read 3 or 4, a chapter, a lot of chapters like 2 pages, and it make it real palatable that way. But also I wanted it so that you could pick that book up anytime, put it by your bedside, and you could pick it up and open it anywhere, and you start reading, and you're going to get value. There's a lot of stories. It's like, here's what this does, and here's a story about it. A lot of quotes and stories and things that just tie it in, because we are creatures of stories. Anthropologists said that we're, you know, 70% of what we learn comes from stories. So I wrote it with that in mind so that folks would not be as intimidated by it. And it's a journey. I mean, it's a lifetime success guide. Once you get it, just stay with it. By the time you get to the end, it's time to go back and do it again, because it just keeps pulling you back in alignment.
Right. Yeah, and as you work through issues on a journey, you know, maybe initially you start off with quitting smoking, just for example, and then you start to realize, you know, there's other issues or other things going on, and you keep peeling back the layers of the onion. So I really do love the way you've put the book together. And I just wanted to talk a little about that because I know that some people just think if a book is too thick, they don't want to read it. And, boy, that would be a big mistake to have that approach with this particular book. It's organized beautifully. A lot of the chapters are short, but, it, you know, it's whatever your issue. And I love the fact that you have the stories in there. Of course, I'm called the story lady. But it really is the way that people learn. And by having the stories of people and the things that have happened, it causes people to receive the message in your book on a much deeper level. It helps them get past that conscious mind. The story slips right in there under that radar that the conscious mind always has, looking out for ways to trip you up and sabotage.
Well, absolutely, and I want to address here a little bit along that line, the weight loss part of behind the book, because I do have a complete audio program, a 10-CD audio program called the Vallejo Method Weight Loss Solution, and I have a 3-month coaching program where I bring people in and teach them how to. It's the non-physical solution to weight loss. Because when people try to lose weight just by using their own volition and willpower, the failure rate's extremely high, and we all know that. And that's because of that aching in the soul. It's that the issue underneath has to be addressed. So I developed some concepts in there called conscious core conditioning, where it's a way that you can condition your core so that you can deal with the mind and affect the mind through the soul power instead of the willpower, and the willpower will come in alignment. And with the Vallejo Method Weight Loss Solution, it's just amazing to see what happens. Because the reason we are overweight is not because we eat too much. It's because we use food in so many ways to anesthetize ourselves. And what happens is the challenge with that is it works. It really works. It makes us feel better. I've dealt with problem with obesity my whole life. I don't have it anymore, but I've had. If I don't stay focused and understand it, I would for sure. It would come back. But I know what it's like to deal with overweight and high blood pressure, and I yo-yoed up and down for years and years. So going at it from this standpoint, the other part of the Vallejo Method is it works in relationships. It's the same situation. I work with a lot of married couples on the Vallejo Method. We're launching a program this year for a relationship based on the Vallejo Method. I've got a program that we're releasing for kids. It's called Raising Winning Kids, and it's a program where audio's for the parents to listen to and then for the kids to listen to understand about how they're affecting each other. You know, it's like this. I want to just give you an analogy here. If we think about yourself, every one of us is really is in a self-imposed prison of a distracted mind, really. And if you picture it like this, the authentic self, which is your true self, the real you, locked in a jail cell. Just picture that, and now picture your false self, your egoic mind, the right now mind. Is a person that's a jailer who's standing outside the jail looking in at the false self. And this jailer's got his or her arms folded, holding the key to your freedom, to your purpose, your bliss, the dream of your soul. And we're keeping our own self from unlocking those results because of the power of that small little part of that 5% is running the big processor. And the whole idea here is, I want to give you another analogy one of the things I try to do in the Vallejo Method, and thank God, I give him all the credit and the glory, it worked, is I wanted to make it simple so people could really have an aha experience and go, you got to be kidding me. Is that the way it works? And here's an analogy. Just think about a circle with another circle around. In other words, like a donut. And then I want you to take that picture of a donut in your mind, and I want you to put that inside of a frame, like a picture frame. It would be silly, but if you had a frame on the wall that had a donut in it, I want you to just get that visualization. Now, from that visualization, I want you to think that the center of that donut, the hole, is, in our analogy here, is the spirit. And every one of us has a spirit. Now, when God created us, within our seed were instructions, and God needed something done that Gina could do, and nobody else could do it like Gina, and nobody else could do it like Rhonda. And so he created you. He loved you so incredibly much. And God begins at the end and backs up to now. That's what it says in the Bible. And I love that verse, Isaiah 46:10. So he has no time limit. I mean, he stands up and looks at time and sees it all. So he began at the end and backed up and created you. Because nobody could do what Gina could do, and nobody could do what Rhonda could do. So what within that seed of instructions, pre-DNA, is those instructions, and it was planted in that spirit in the center of that donut. Now, the donut part of it is the soul. So picture this. The spirit, and when it comes, is all love emotions, pure, powerful love emotions. That's all it is, pure love. That's God. It's like God took, if we use God as an example, let's say God's the sun, metaphorically, and he takes a little candle in his hand, and he puts it and he plants it on earth, and he says, there's Rhonda, and he puts another one, and there's Gina, and there's Benny, and that's our candle. So God has light, and we have light. And that's our spirit. Once that spirit takes off, and then around that is the soul. And the soul is the vehicle that we interact with our physical reality here on earth. So picture that spirit emanating out, pouring love into that donut. Now, the frame around the donut is our mental reality, our frame, what I call frame of mind thinking. So what happens is within that frame is where we create our false reality. So so that's where our fear-based emotions, there's only two kinds of emotions. There's love-based emotions, and there are fear-based emotions. So picture the spirit emanating the love out into the donut, and picture the fear emotions that we create in the frame pouring into the donut from inside the frame. So we got fear coming in and love coming out. There's only two fears that there's only two types of fear that a baby has when it's born: the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. That's it. So God didn't bring any fear into our lives. We created it all, and we trap it in our frame of mind thinking, in our conscious mind. So what's happening is a battle's going on. The love emotions are pouring out where the message of your journey is. It's inside of you. It's not out there. It's inside, and it's filling that donut up with love. But we're pouring negative emotions, fear-based emotions back in. And this is where, inside the donut, is where our personality is created. So within that personality, whoever wins, the love or the fear creates whether we're a fearful person or we're an angry person, a mean person. And what happens is we get what I call a fragmented personality. And if we go through too much pain and we don't fix it as time goes on, that frame gets thicker and thicker and thicker until it shuts out the light. So remember this, and this is fun. Remember, God is the sun, okay, is in my metaphor, and you have a light inside, and everybody else has a light inside. Well, if the frame gets so thick that your light cannot get out, then you're going to suffer and you're going to have pain. That's called an ache in the soul. And what happens is there's only two ways to get enlightenment. Enlightenment. You get it from God. That's where the original source of the light is. And then the light comes from other people because they are enlightened. However, if we're all walking around in a big frame of imaginary thinking here, then my light can't get out. Yours can't get out. We can't communicate. I can't enlighten you. You can't enlighten me. And God can't enlighten us because the light can't get in to our light to connect. So the Vallejo method, we learn how to take the frame down and make breaks in it so that we can help, we can get the light from the enlightenment from God and the enlightenment from other people. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. When I talk about attraction marketing, that, my friends, is true attraction marketing, not this stuff where you sit around and stare at a picture until it comes to you. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. I got pictures of stuff I want on my walls right now, don't get me wrong. But if that's all I did, and I didn't work on the inside of me, I would never achieve anything. So that's a a fun concept that we teach and go through in the Vallejo method, and there's a lot. It goes a lot deeper, but that's just kind of the big picture. And what happens is, here's the fun thing. Think about this. If you're enlightened and you are a person who have done this soul work, this inner work, and you've got your frame down, so now you're enlightened. When you walk up to a person who has a real thick frame and they're miserable, maybe they're even just like, they're so messed up, they're mentally ill from it. I mean, that happens if you get so much fear in your soul. But you walk in and you look at them, and soul to soul, your spirit is so powerful because the soul is emanating and is receiving that love that your spirit speaks to their spirit, and they don't know why. Maybe they might even be mean to you at first, but the spirit speaks to the spirit because you're enlightened and you have that power. And that's what makes people want to be near you, want to work with you, want to be on your team. It's because you carry that. You know, we all know people that, man, you just love to be around him or her. You know, she's just so awesome. I just get lit up when I get around her. I don't know what it is about her. Well, that's what it is. She's enlightened. And that's kind of the big picture. I hope that, you know, kind of helps everybody to understand a little bit about the Vallejo method and the very basic concepts of it.
That makes a lot of sense.
I just want to make sure people can get to Dr. Benny's website and his books, and I just want to remind people, you can find the Vallejo method on Amazon or your favorite bookseller, and his website is drencourage.com, drencourage.com, and you'll be able to see some of the news clips from when he was on the Fox and ABC and those various news affiliates, and you'll be able to take the sabotage test on his website and all kinds of other good things that are there. So,
well, I sure do appreciate that, and if you do go on there, if you just click join the newsletter right at the top in the center, you'll get 3 Vallejo Method trainings from me on video that you can really get a lot of value out of and start seeing some results immediately off of that. I mean, I get great testimonies all the time just from those 3 training videos that are free. And then also you'll get an invite to a weekly webinar that I do based on the Vallejo Method. It's also free. And just to find out some more information about how the whole thing works. And I'm just excited to be here. I thank y'all so much for allowing me to connect with you and share these ideas in the Vallejo Method with your audience. I feel honored. And if anybody has any questions or anything, you can also reach me at info@drencourage.com. Of course, Facebook, Dr. Encourage is also my name there. And you could even type in the Vallejo Method into Google and to YouTube, and there's some videos on there also to find out more about it.
That's awesome. And I know one of the things that I really want to talk to you about in the coming days is I really want to help you redo your website in a way that makes it even easier for people to find all the great information that you've got.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know it needs to go to the next level on that side of it for sure, and I'm totally open and looking forward to hearing what your suggestions are and helping me get that done.
Yeah, because you've got great information on there for those going to drencourage.com. Click on the link for blog in the navigation at the top. There are some really great things on there. They're just kind of hard to find with the way that they're organized right now. You'll see a ton of videos down the sidebar. I mean, the videos are just fabulous, and they're really good quality. A lot of them were actually videos that were shot from TV shows that you were appearing on. So they're not, you know, cheesy, crappy videos that you did in out in the backyard or something. They're top-notch, top-quality, high-def videos.
They're just great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We just need to create a way to make it easier for people to get through the information that you provide, making it even easier for them to really get help on the problems that they really want to solve through what you've already created. There's so much there.
Yeah, there really is. What I think is so great about Dr. Benny is that you're just going off, changing lives, doing your thing, and it's like, certain things aren't maybe where you want them to be in terms of the website and whatever, but that doesn't stop you changing lives, sharing your message, living your purpose, living your dream of your soul, and getting out there and doing what you need to do. And that is what we encourage all of our listeners to do, is when you're really on purpose, even when you have a website that isn't quite as great as it might be or whatever, you're still going to be touching lives and making a difference.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, and I appreciate that because you're right. I mean, that's been my focus, is that a lot of things are happening to get the Vail Method. I'm so laser beam focused because I know what the dream of my soul is. But also at the same time, sometimes you got to slow down to go fast, and I'm at that point because I'm not going to reach. The only way that I'm going to reach a massive amount of people with this message is that I've got to get it, be as effective as I can at making contacts, and also I need an army of people that want to participate. And that's one thing I did want to mention also is we have a certification program so that people can. It's actually a 3-level certification where people can actually become a certified Vail Method practitioner, and you can coach people in the Vail Method, get certified. You can market some of my products with it, and it's a real exciting program that we're launching this year, and we're going to be having ongoing certifications. It has a lot of depth to it, a lot to learn, but there's 3 phases, and a person can go as deep as they want to go.
Oh, that's fabulous. I bet a lot of my students would benefit from that.
Yeah, so they could add actually another income stream and have a method to teach that's been proven with such a great track record and all of that. How great is that?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And that's what, it really is a track record, and they've got everything, what to say to the client, how to ask them, take them through the whole process. And that way I know they're going to get a result. Because for me, it's the integrity of the Vail Method that stays intact, and if people get a result. It's all about them getting a result. It's not like, oh, yeah, I tried that, it didn't work. No, if you do it right, it'll work. Every single person. I've had actual clients that are psychiatrists. I've had a psychiatrist client. I've had psychologist clients that come to me to help them because they've never really been taught or looked at it this way, and it's refreshing to them to plug into what they're doing and to work with their patients' clients.
Well, I'll tell you what you share in the book about weight loss, again, not overly complicated, very simple, just like the stuff we've talked about today. I had my husband read the first few chapters and then just the section on weight loss. I got to tell you, he was pushing 330 pounds 3.5 weeks ago. This morning, he hit 298.
Oh, my
goodness. Wow. Awesome.
That is fabulous.
And the key was when I got him to not perceive this as a diet, but for him to perceive this as simply a lifestyle rather than a diet, so that it really mm-hmm. could get him a long-term effect. Just that one little piece really has made it much easier on him. He doesn't have to find the willpower to stay on a diet. This is a new way of life. And actually, eating better has been pretty easy. He didn't have to struggle to do it. Where the last year he's been trying to actually, quote unquote, diet. Oh, my goodness. He gained 28 more pounds during the last year trying to diet.
Mm-hmm. It's because he was trying to diet.
He constantly felt deprived.
Right.
Exactly.
The word
exactly.
diet makes you feel deprived.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's just so great. Well, congrats to Bill and to the Vail Method. That's so great. And Dr. Benny, remember what I talked to you about yesterday? That's a really great thing, what was just
yes.
said about Bill. So cool.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You're right. You're dead on it. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting to connect every life, that I can connect with and share, and I'm just so grateful for you all to, give this opportunity, and I hope folks will go over there and get as much of the free information as they can and just wrap their head around this thing and, find out and plug into what we're doing with the Vail Method, because it will change lives, and that's what it's all about, and, I admire you all so much because of what you do to help and encourage people and affect them in a positive way. Gina, Gina just blows me away with her website and all the content and everything she's done. I was just, I couldn't believe it. I was like, sending it to everybody I know. I said, look at this. You've got to check this out. And then when I heard about you, Rhonda, being the storyteller and all that, because I just absolutely love stories, and I try to make it a part of all my presentations and my writing. So I've got two new best buddies here, and I'm excited about that.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Benny. Please do connect with me sometime soon so we can talk about your website, okay?
Absolutely, I will. Absolutely,
well,
I will.
Everybody,
thanks so much,
we will
ladies.
Be back.
God bless you, and God bless all the listeners and everybody. Just be encouraged.
Thank you so much. And Rhonda and I will be back next week with another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Until then, go check the show notes for the link. It's just drencourage.com. And just go to Amazon. You'll find the Valeo method there, Valeo. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks, Rhonda.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Dr. Benny.
Come back next
Thank you
week
so long.
Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.